So the Carolina Panthers have ruled Cam Newton out for this Sunday's game against the Cardinals. Cam Newton now will not play. It's a golden opportunity for the Cardinals to try and take care of business. Yes, there's still Christian McCaffrey that you have to deal with. And Kyle Allen will come in. And Kyle Allen's had some limited success in Carolina at the end of last season. This is not a gimme, but it gives the Cardinals a much better chance now that Newton is not going to play. I think this is very good news for them. And for the Cardinals, when Kyler Murray looks at Carolina, what does he see?
They've always had a great defense. You know, I know they're 0-2 right now, but at the same time, you know, we don't really approach it that way. You know, still approaching it. For us, you know, it's about us and us getting better. But I know they got some great players over there. You know, we'll have to be ready.
They cannot look back to what happened in Baltimore last week.
You can't really dwell on it, even though, you know, it definitely hurts. But you can't dwell on it just because everybody's great in this league. So, you know, you hang on to it too much, you get beaten the next week. So we just got to move on, you know, prepare each and every week the same way, and, you know, just try to get better each day. So that's the focus right now.
So with Cam Newton now officially ruled out of the game Sunday, turn around, hand the football off, get some yards out of David Johnson, wear down the Carolina defense, and then spread the field what you did last week, but run the football more. That's what I want to see, not 11 carries. Get that number twice of what it was. Do some different things. Tomorrow night, Arizona State at home against Colorado, opening a Pac-12 play at home. I'm hearing from longtime Sun Devil fans that are sane and sober, that know the deal. ASU gets a big win against Michigan State. This is an ideal time for them to flat lay an egg and not play well. This is how it's been through the years. For those of you that want to get upset about this, I'm right. Okay, this is how it goes. When everything looks the most positive and promising, they end up just falling flat on their face. So that can't happen this week for Herm Edwards' team.
Obviously, this week is a conference game. We haven't had one of those of late. An opponent that really has an explosive offense. Quarterbacks coming back. Montez and Chenault is probably one of the best players in the Pac-12, maybe one of the best offensive players in the country. They're an explosive offense, especially in the second half, scored 72 points. Their opponents have only scored 27. So for some reason, they've gotten off to some slow starts. Second half, they really turned it on and play good football. So they're very balanced. They run the ball, play with two tight ends a little bit more, and I think that's Mel's style a little bit, some SEC version of a package of two tight ends. They run the ball fairly well.
Again, that is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the kickoff. Tomorrow morning, Cal playing at Mississippi in Oxford. Old Miss at 9 a.m. in the morning for head coach Justin Wilcox.
We'll get our body clock started on Wednesday, and then we're going down on Thursday, so the early start won't be an issue, and we'll hydrate like crazy.
ASU plays at Cal next Friday. Oregon plays Stanford, and for the Ducks, it's an opportunity for them and head coach Mario Cristobal to get a quality victory against a team that's been up and down.
They present matchup problems as well with some of their length and their size. They also have some speed in the backfield and some corners that really just they play man coverage and press you up and knock you around and play those perimeter runs the way it's supposed to be played. So they got an excellent football team, so we know that we need to be at our best.
Chris Peterson and Washington face BYU.
I think they play hard. They're super competitive. They keep the games close, and then they go win them at the end. I mean, and that's, you know, that's what you want your team to be able to do, compete like that. I mean,
then you have Mike Leach in Washington State, a game opposite of Arizona State's game tomorrow night. Saturday night in Pullman, taking on a winless UCLA team. Here's Coach Leach.
Yeah, they'll run it, and they'll mix it up, and they try to spread it out to create space of their own. They utilize it a little different than we do. You know, they're going to run and kind of pop pass it in there some.
And even though the Bruins are winless, this is no gimme for the Cougars.
I think they're an extremely talented team. I think they're better than they've been playing. I think that because I know a great deal about their players. We recruited a lot of them. And I just don't think they're playing together as well as they'd like to right now. But that can happen at any time, and it can happen overnight. And as soon as they do, they're an extremely dangerous team.
Now, for the University of Arizona Wildcats, they are off this week. So Kevin Sumlin's team rests up. They take on UCLA. That will be next weekend. 5 Fast Minutes of Football with Brad Sussmat.